Good morning. There we go. You know, I'm like a cockroach. I'm not going away, so y'all better pay attention. Good to see everybody here today. It's such a blessing and honor to have everyone with us and people to continue to come in. This morning, I was going through my own time from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 16. I just wanted to share a few verses with you, if I could, this morning. In verse 21, it says, "From that time, Jesus began to show to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed." Aren't you glad the verse doesn't stop there? "And be raised the third day." "And then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, 'Far be it from you, Lord, that this shall not happen to you.' But he turned and said to Peter, 'Get behind me, Satan, for you are not mindful,'" or excuse me, "'Get behind me, Satan, for you are an offense to me. You are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men.' Then Jesus said to his disciples, 'If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? But the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will reward each according to his works." There's a lot there. But one of the things, and we talked about this before, I've taught and preached on this, that the template for following after Jesus Christ is clear. Deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. In other words, God desires our life. We owe our life to him. He wants our life. But don't miss out that Jesus gave himself as the example to that just prior to giving that template. Aren't you glad that Jesus Christ gave himself for us? I just want to take a moment to dwell on that here this morning and just give you some time as we do each week just to pray in the stillness and the quietness of your own heart. Maybe it's just pouring out your thanks to the one who gave his life for you. But whatever it is, just come before the throne of grace and mercy this morning. Just pour yourself out before him. Almighty, infinite Father, we come before your throne of grace and mercy and power. We acknowledge you as the God of our salvation, as the God of this church, as the God of all things. And Father, we do thank you and praise you for all that you have done. Father, even if from now until eternity we continue to praise you, that is not enough. But we do thank you, Father, for giving your life for us. Thank you for your sacrifice, that I would know freedom from my sins. Thank you for your love and your compassion and your grace that none of us deserve, but Father, that you have made available through your atoning act and sacrifice at the cross of Calvary. May we never become apathetic or complacent when we come into the presence of the holy. God, I pray that we would pour our hearts out before you, that we would bow our hearts as well as our knee here today. We submit to your lordship. We submit to your righteousness. God, I pray that your spirit would have complete reign here this morning in the minds and the heart of each and every one of us. Father, I pray that you would be exalted and that you would have the preeminence, that you would have the preeminence in all that is said and done and sung. It is in the name of Jesus that we ask these things and pray these things. In that name alone and for your glory alone, we pray it. Amen.
Amen. Everybody please stand, and we're going to sing the song this morning. It's hymn number 66, "To God Be the Glory." Amen. To God be the glory.
To God be the glory, great
Everyone said, amen. Thank you. You may be.
Outstanding, wonderful singing. I'm going to go ahead and ask Jeff Kaiser if he would come forward at this time. Jeff is a member of our mission board, and he's going to give us our missionary minute of the month. And as he does, I did want to introduce you to a very special family that we have here, missionaries. You know, we've been praying as a church that God would open the doors and our eyes and our hearts. What would he have us to do with missionaries, taking on new missionaries, just having them come in and be a part of who we are? And so they're an answer to prayer part of it. So just FYI, some of you are making the connection with, oh, you're the baseball coach. Some of the sermon illustrations I've given, yeah, he's the guy that ruined me. So anyway, I'm just kidding. But Gary and Tammy Bird, if you'd stand up, and two of your daughters are here with us. They're missionaries to the Dominican Republic. This is Gary Bird, his wife Tammy. And two of a very larger group, we have Haley and Heidi. So they're here with us too. They're going to be sharing in the Sunday school hour about what God is doing with them and through their ministry at Dominican Republic. So we invite you to come be a part of that. Jeff, if you would, give us an update on our missionary of the month here this morning, please.
Okay, this morning we'd like you to be praying for the missions called the Christian Law Association. And this fellow right here, Dave Gibbs, is the starter of that mission. He's also an excellent attorney, and he's been before the Supreme Court arguing cases. But instead of starting a regular law practice, the Lord put it on his heart to make his law practice a mission. And this is their this is their purpose. The Christian Law Association is a ministry of legal helps. And now he has a list here of the things that they do, and I would just like to read a few of them. Free legal defense of those facing difficulties for the biblical faith. Free legal counsel to churches and Christians for their ministries. Legal seminars for ministries to help prevent lawsuits. So he is in the believer's court. He's for them. This is the legal alert. Comes out once a month, and on the back of it, it has praises and prayer requests, and I'd just like to read a few of them. First, I'd like to read two of his praises. Praise the Lord, the homeschooling families in Iowa and Florida recently received legal help to give them confidence to educate their children under the law. Praise the Lord that a public high school student in Arkansas had a positive meeting with school leadership about discussing religion in school after showing them materials from the Christian Law Association attorneys. Now here's some of the prayer requests. There's a few here I'd like to read to you. Pray for a Christian professor in Illinois under fire for having Christian material in his classroom. You believe that? There's a few other ones here, too. Pray for a situation involving a Christian medical worker in Pennsylvania who called for legal advice because he's being told he must participate in gender identity training or face consequences. And here's one in Texas. Isn't that the Bible Belt? Pray for a Christian in Texas who called for legal advice because his neighbors are complaining about him having a Bible study in his own home. So this is just a few of the prayers, requests that he's asking us to pray for. And once a month this comes out, and this is excellent. There's an article in here for Trent and Pastor and those in leadership in the youth group. It's about teens taking fall trips with youth and how that you must be careful. And it's very good. It's a good article. You and Trent and some of that leadership should read. So just be praying for the Christian Law Association, because they're in our corner, and they're in the defense of the believer. And they don't take other cases like, you know, lawsuits of this or that, unless it's a biblical reason that they're getting sued for. So just keep praying for Christian Law Association. Thank you.
Before you, and we thank you and praise you that we do still have freedom to worship. But Father, you've told us through your word that in the end times, perilous times will come. Evil men will grow worse and worse. We will be hated by all for your name's sake. And so, Father, I pray for those right now, for Christian Law Association, Mr. Gibbs, for our missionaries with us this morning and around the globe. God, that you would just give us the boldness and the strength that only comes from your Holy Spirit, that we would stand. And may we here in this church understand that we're all called to walk worthy of the calling with which we're called, and that we're all missionaries to take that gospel message to everybody that we come in contact with. We do fervently lift up these requests that we have heard here this morning and many others. We praise you for your hand to continue to guide and direct. Lord, give people boldness, give them wisdom, give them discernment, give them humility of your Spirit. Father, we ask that same Spirit to come and control all that we do and say here this morning. For the name of Jesus, we ask it. Amen. Rick, if you would come and give us our announcements, please, here this morning.
Good morning. Yeah, Christian Law Association is a great group. We get their newsletter every month, and it's always got some really good articles in there. So, Vanessa said, looks like I'm glowing. Being a grandparent is great. We were down seeing our little one-month-old Allie last week in North Carolina, and actually last Sunday she was dedicated in their church, and Aaron, our son-in-law's mother, came from California, so they, because we were all there, they wanted to do the dedication because all the grandparents were there, and it was a wonderful service, and I tell you, just having that little girl right here and falling asleep on the shoulder, I just melted many times, and Terry got to do that too, and oh boy, you know, it's an understatement when people say it's wonderful being a grandparent. It sure is. It really is a blessing, and she's such a cute little girl, and we're so thankful she's healthy, and so is Mom. Okay, a couple announcements. Again, as Pastor mentioned today during Sunday school, the birds will be speaking, and thank you for coming here to visit with us today, and we're looking forward to hear your presentation at the Sunday school hour. Also, in the bulletin, there's an announcement about anybody who's alone on Thanksgiving. The Knowlton family, I don't know, are they here? Here they are. I say, they're home getting ready for the Thanksgiving dinner for Thursday. They're going to prepare a meal for anybody who is alone. And so you don't have to be alone. You come here and have a meal with them. So thank you, Knowltons, for doing that. Yes, you need to sign up. Today's the last day because they got to know how many people to prepare for. So there's a sign-up sheet in the foyer. Please be sure to do that. And then also on Wednesday night, there'll be no Bible study or Word of Life and Awana clubs, but there will be a Thanksgiving service here and a dessert following it. So please plan on coming and bring a dessert to share. So that'll be Wednesday night at 7 o'clock here in the auditorium. And also, just remember to take home some flyers for the walk through Bethlehem. A lot of work going into that already. We want to make sure a lot of people are aware of it. So you can take them, bring them home, hang them up in your office if you can, and pass them out. Can we have the ushers come forward? And as they do, let's all stand, and we're going to recite together Isaiah 40, 29. Let's go ahead and recite that together now. He gives power to the weak and to those who have no might. He increases strength, Isaiah 40, 29. And Bruce, would you lead us in a prayer?
And Lord, we thank you for all that you do for us. And Lord, at this time we ask your blessing on this offering, that you would take it and use it for your honor and glory. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Everyone said, oh, that blessed my heart. I'm sure it did yours too. Hallelujah to the King of all the world. Let's stand up. We're going to pray to the Lord as everybody's making their way back. In song, with some awesome songs, continuing to praise the Lord this morning. You realize it's Thanksgiving week. You know, obviously we're always supposed to rejoice evermore and always be thankful. But I don't know, I can't be the only guy who's kind of extra thankful this time of year. Counting my blessings, count your many blessings, right? We're not singing that, sorry if I threw you a loop there. But it is a great song. But you know, God is so good. I was reading the Psalms this morning, and it says in Psalm 25, verses 1 and 2, "Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul." Your whole being, all that is in you, your soul. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I pray that this is your prayer as it is mine. I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed, and let not my enemies triumph over me. What a wonderful thing to think of in Thanksgiving season here right now. And we're just going to sing an awesome song, Oh, For a Thousand Tongues to Sing. Sing it out nice and loud. That being a missionary song there, Gary, but to spread through all the earth abroad the honors of thy name. What an awesome thing. What an awesome thing. Again, along with all the things that we've got to count as blessings, there's a lot more than 10,000 reasons. You know that. Let's sing this together right now.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I'll worship Your holy name. The
This has been our new song for the month, and it's an awesome song. We're just thanking God for all kinds of stuff. Here we go.
Thank you for salvation.
Father, as we sing this last phrase, and we just want that to be the cry of everybody's heart here, that we just ask for your face to shine on us. Lord God, we want to glorify you and magnify you. Lord, there's so many promises and blessings. And Lord, it's just unlimited, the things that you bestow upon us, that you have bestowed upon us, that you will bestow upon us. We look forward to what you have done, what you do, and what you are going to do. We look forward to the fact that, Lord, you never change. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Lord God, we look forward to your coming again. But may we be faithful. May we rejoice evermore now. May we shine your light as your face shines on us. May we just reflect the joy and the love of Jesus Christ. Lord God, we love you. We praise you. We just pray for Pastor as he brings your holy word this morning to us, Lord God. I just pray that you will use him. We thank you for the way you have used him, the way you are using him, and the way that you're going to use him. We thank you for his family. We thank you for his faithfulness. We thank you for missionaries who bring your word around the world. Lord God, help us to do it even here where we live, to reach our neighbors, to love them as ourselves. Lord God, we just want to praise you this morning and every day of our lives. We love you. Thank you for being such a good and gracious and awesome holy God. We love you, and we pray all these things in Jesus, your Son's blessed holy name. And everyone said, amen. You may be seated.